Indigenous women have been fighting for the rights of their own recognition as Indigenous women, as well as their cultural rights. So at the same time, we have identified the areas where the sustainable development goals has to be defined in the post-development agenda. So it has to be taken into consideration. The impact of development aggression, including extractive industries, the most effect of the extraction and development aggression is on Indigenous people, and that is also on Indigenous women. That is why they are disposed and displaced from their own places. Next one is the violence and sexual reproductive health. This area is very crucial because Indigenous women are more affected by the violence in different forms, such as eliminate the violence against Indigenous women in its different expressions, including violence in the name of tradition, such as the female genital mutilation and forced marriages.
Do you think member states at the United Nations will take note of your views?
We on our side as Indigenous women from global level are trying our best to put our agenda and our demand to the different member states. There are some friendly member states which acknowledge and recognize our rights as Indigenous people, but there are some states which we need to negotiate with them. And during this CSW forum, we are trying our best to meet each and every delegate from member states and put our agenda. And most importantly, in the sustainable development agenda, whatever the agenda we have put forward has to be addressed in the outcome of the CSW outcome document.
What do you tell the delegates from those states that don't support your agenda?
Born as a human being, you come up with your own rights, and Indigenous people from centuries have their own cultural, traditional customs and rights. So these rights has to be ensured by the state. That is what we want as a citizen of a country. So the recognition is also a biggest challenge among the Indigenous people in many countries. So we demand that the recognition of Indigenous people and free, prior and informed consent has to be put into consideration. At the same time, full effective participation of Indigenous women in all decision-making level has to be ensured.
How optimistic are you that that will actually happen?
We are optimistic yet because we are putting our effort a lot because we have been fighting for the rights for so long, and we want from all the member states to recognize our voice.